Yes, sir.
Jack, you're a global icon, but you've also made a big contribution to Canada in terms of inspiring Canadians. Just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, what does it mean to you to be in the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame and to inspire Canadians to pick up the game?
Well, I think it's always nice to be in any Hall of Fame. Canadian Hall of Fame, I don't remember what year I was inducted, but it's a while back. And I think it's, all Hall of Fames are worthwhile organizations. We have a couple people invited today that are very worthy of that situation. And as they got inducted, the sun broke out.
Jack, how long, when's the last time you were here?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
10 or 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I don't know.
That's been that long, okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I don't remember the last time I played. Probably, it hadn't been probably 20 years.
Okay.
Jack, you've got a connection to Glen Abbey, it's been established. What is your personal feelings towards the course and it being one of your first signature designs?
Well, it was my first golf course I did alone. I did it as the second. Muirfield was the first golf course I did from a gallery standpoint. And that was the first golf course that was ever done from a gallery standpoint. I think Glen Abbey was even more so than from a gallery standpoint. It was done for the Canadian Open. I came up with a concept of the spoke of the wheel and how you sort of inner circle, middle circle, outer circle, so you can, you know, have different ways to watch it and walk it. And never let us cut any of the trees on the ridge, because the ridge was supposed to be another walking place to be able to walk up and down the ridge without ever going into the valley. But they wouldn't allow that to happen, which probably is okay. And I'm very proud of Glen Abbey. I mean, it's posted, what number is this?
29.
29 Canadian Open?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? That's a couple. And a lot of you aren't that old. And so anyway, that's been good. And I think it's contributed a lot to the game of golf in Canada. And shows you that one location does help grow the game. I think if you look at Augusta and what's happened in Augusta, one location has helped grow it. I think the other tournaments struggle a little bit from time to time, moving from site to site. I can understand your national championship wanting to move from site to site, but you know, it's, if you really want to grow something into something significant, I think you probably, the best you can do is be at one place.
Yeah, I mean, you know the golf industry better than anyone else. When you hear about that, you know, a sale and golf courses under pressure from real estate, etc., what's your thoughts about that?
It is what it is, and you know, it's Glen Abbey's under pressure from that standpoint, and I'd hate to see it torn down, but you know, progress moves on. And you know, if we did this golf course 41 years ago this way, I think we can do something better today. I think I've gotten better.
We made a business relationship turn into a friendship with Dick Grimm, Jack.
It was a personal relationship, not a business relationship, and never was a business relationship. Dick and I were friends for a long time. From the time I started playing in the Canadian Open, when he wanted, you know, thought about doing the Glen Abbey and what we were doing, Dick called me and said, you know, I'd like to have you do it. So that's why I was here.
Jack, in reference to the real estate element, have you ever had one of your courses that has disappeared because of real estate?
Probably, but I'm not sure where. I would bet that yes, but I don't know. I can't recall one, but I've got to be someone somewhere that somebody didn't like what I did and just tore it down.
was there a part of this course that you really enjoyed sort of building the most or designing the most?
Well, I just enjoyed the concept of what we tried to do. The concept of creating the gallery situation, creating the spoke of the wheel, and creating a place for people to enjoy the game of golf. And to find that it's actually still, after 40-some years, still is viable to what's going on.
I imagine it's special as a player just to come up 18 and see that crowd. But being the guy who designed that, coming up as a player, what was that like for you?
Playing as a player is just don't hook it. Don't hit it fat. As a player, you're not worried about what people looking at. You're worried about trying to figure out how you play it. And that green is actually, you know, designed to more throw a ball in left to right than it is right to left. And there's a million balls, including my own, that went over that green to the left. That's bailout.
Mr. Nicholas, just wanted to get your thoughts on Jordan's win and how great a champion he can be moving forward.
That was pretty good. I think I was watched most of it. And when he did what he did at 13, if he'd missed the putt at 13, I don't think he'd won the tournament. But he showed so much determination and grit, and his skill came out, and he just sort of won right after. I mean, Matt Kuchar didn't lose the tournament. Jordan won it.
And how great can he be?
Up to him. He can be pretty good. Already pretty good.
What about him, as you've watched him, kind of jumps out at you as a competitor?
Well, the things that he has done at a very young age, seeing how, you know, he's seems to at times not even hit the ball particularly straight, but still figures out a way to manage his way around a golf course, which is maturity at a very young age. Something that's pretty special, hard to teach, something that you have to learn, and you have to sort of, the discipline of making yourself be able to do that. It's not easy.
If you had a chance to bump into Matt Kuchar, what would you say to him?
Well, I was with Matt this morning and talked to him a little bit, and talked about how I thought he played an awfully good tournament, did awfully well, and just, you know, he ran into a buzzsaw in the last few holes. That's about what it amounted to. I mean, if you look at it, there's what did he lose by, 3 shots as it turned out? And Jordan hold putts at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Mm-hmm. You know, if he misses 3 of them, it's a tie. If he misses 4 of them, Matt wins. If he misses all of them, which Kuchar seemed to miss all of them, he didn't make any of them. I guess maybe Kuchman won at 17, didn't he? Kuchar would have been the winner. And that's generally what happens. But Spieth was so good coming down the stretch that he was not to be denied.
Last one, ma'am.
Got to go back to real estate for a second. I understand you might be visiting some properties while you're in town, and I'm curious as to what, if you have any official role in the process of maybe finding a permanent home for the Canadian Open, have you agreed to design a course?
I think I'll let the RCGA answer that question. We're working on it. How's that? It's a work in progress.
I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I can get. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, and you know, we are looking at property. Yeah, I've been up here before looking at property, and I'm trying to settle on something that may work out. Nothing's been officially signed or anything else, but I think that we're certainly trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Okay, thank you, Jack. We appreciate it.